Welcome to the Allied Parenting Podcast, a place for stay-at-home dads, created by a stay-at-home dad. Are you ready for today's episode? Let's get started! Hey guys, how's it going? It's Steve-O here, the host of the show. How's your week been? Have you been good? Cool. Hey look, today's topic, the importance of active play. Hey, for the kids as well as us, right? Yeah. All right, cool. So, active play, you know, where to begin? It's self-explanatory, isn't it? It's so important for the kids to get out and about. And stay active. You know what? I'm going to start with you, the super parent, first. You know what? Are you getting out? Are you getting enough activity yourself? Are you healthy? You know what? If you're not, then you should be. All right? Now, look, man, I know it's hard work to stay fit and fit things in when you're looking after kids. I got two kids, and it's hard work, right? And most days, by the end of the day, who could be bothered doing that extra bit to stay healthy? You know what? You've got a choice. You've got a choice to either be healthy and be strong and be there for your kids, or you can, you know, take an extra hour or two and be a couch potato. Who cares, right? It's up to you, though. What I like to do is incorporate outdoor play with the kids. Well, not outdoor play, but outdoor activities with the kids, right? So I've got personal goals, fitness. I like to go for a walk every day, half an hour, get the heart pumping before breakfast. You know, for all you health nut dads, you guys will know, exercise before breakfast, you know, medium-paced walk, they reckon, the experts say, is the best thing for you. So to incorporate family time in that, you know, I'll pack up the kids, chuck them in the pram, and away we go. Too easy, right? So usually in the morning I like to help the wife get ready for work, you know, help her with breakfast and do all those kind of things just to paint a bit of a picture. You know, the kids start getting up and start getting active, so we'll get them out and ready as well and get them fed and watered. And that's a pretty good way of getting the heart pumping already, yeah? and then, you know, usually pack the kids up and then let's go for a walk. 20 minutes, half an hour, 45 minutes, depends how good we're feeling, depends on, you know, if the eldest is happy to sit in the pram, maybe she wants to walk, you know. Makes a walk a bit longer, you know, when the kids want to get involved. But that's cool, you know. It's flexible. You know, nothing's set in stone. Yeah, so go for a walk. I like to go for a walk. 20 minutes, half an hour, somewhere. Usual destination, playground. Get the kids out of the stroller. Away they go. They get their active play now. And that's where I like to have a bit of breakfast, you know. Birds are chirping, sun's coming up. I'll sit down and get myself a little bit of brekkie, maybe a little sandwich, maybe a little coffee in the thermos, you know what I'm saying? And they can run around. Now, play for kids is so good for their early development. Get out there. Get as active as you can. Fine motor skills, gross motor skills, depth perception, neuromuscular development, man, the list goes on. But, you know, I'm not going to bore you with that kind of stuff. Hey, when the kids are at the playground and they're occupied, you know, you can keep half an eye on them when they get to a certain age. You know, when they're young, you know, 1.5, 2, you got to make sure that they don't fall off stuff, right? So it's a bit of extra work. But, you know, when they get a bit older, 2.5, 3, you still need supervision, yeah. But people are calling me. I'll answer that later. I'll let that one go to the keeper. Cool. I've got to stay focused now. The phone's ringing in the background, and I've got to keep talking, right? Look, let me pause it there. I'll get back to you. Hey, where was I before I was rudely interrupted? That was the removalist. We've just moved 6,000 kilometres from one end of the country to the other, so they want to bring us our stuff, which is good. We need stuff, right? Cool. Anyway, we're talking about active play and how good it is. And how you can get a little break from your routine while the kids are at the playground. Cool. Now, after I've had a little bit of brekkie, or, you know, if it's a day that I want to do a workout and I've got a heavy schedule, man, you guys like to stay fit, or you're planning to get fit, or, well, you know, or you're not planning to get fit, but you should get fit, well, get off your rusty duff and go get fit, or, if you're trying to fit things into a schedule, playgrounds, man, they're as good as any gym you're going to find. On one day, all I do, chest and back, chin-ups and push-ups. There's 100 different ways you can do push-ups. There's 100 different ways you can do chin-ups. Get in there, have at it. That's what I reckon. And maybe have your breakfast after that. Maybe, you know, chuck in an extra bit of milk in a bottle and a banana as well to get some extra nutrients into you if you're watching your calories and you're into that kind of thing. If not, you know, no biggie, right? Cool. Active play. What else is active play important for? You know, for kids, they say that it's so important for their social structure. That's how they learn. That's how little ones learn within their spatial, you know, awareness and watching and interacting. So, you know, at home, get the kids to help you with stuff, man. You know, get them trained up early. That's what I reckon. They'll follow you around. You know what I'm saying. Kids follow you around all the time, right? And watch what you're up to. Get them involved. I know my daughter, she loves to help me fold the laundry. You know, I'll admit, I'm no big fan of laundry or doing house chores, but part of a stay-at-home dad's job, right, and duty, and when on the front line is to man up and do the housework. So, you know, that's that, you know, winter time, that's acceptable kind of play for kids, right? Isn't it? Yeah. Inflatable balls is a good one too, as long as you don't have too much stuff that can break. You know, I like to drop an inflatable ball in front of the kids and, you know, maybe have a cup of coffee. That'll keep them entertained for half an hour. An old trick, you've probably heard me talk about this one a time. If you want to make some time and you want to, you know, promote some active play with the kids, the box, the craft box. Even for the young ones, just leftover Christmas wrapping paper. You know, you've got that. You want to make half an hour out of nothing? Boom. There you go. Try that. Hey, look, active play. Get out there. Why is it good? Social skills, language skills. Language skills? I don't know if that's true, but that's on my notes anyway. You know, there's so many things you can do. Digging through leaves, playing, you know, helping you do stuff. Boxes. Get down to your hardware store if they've got boxes, you know. I like to grab a half a dozen boxes, chuck them in the boot of the car. If I've got a hand free, you know, or if you've bought something small and grab a trolley and load the trolley up and then load the car up, if you've got space in your car, take a bunch of boxes home. Play with them for 2 hours, fold them up, chuck them in the recycling bin. Boom. Easy, you know. Great way to entertain the kids. Obstacle courses. Throw the boxes down, run them around, chuck a whole bunch of other toys and get creative with the obstacle courses. Playgrounds. Oh, you know, you want to get fit, chase the kids around the playground. yeah, there's half an hour of cardio for you. Yeah, and there's so much you can do with those boxes, man. Caves and rocket ships and cubby houses and cardboard boxes are my favorite playtime thing. But anyway, these podcasts, I like to keep it short. I like to keep it snappy, around 10 minutes. That's us. You've probably had enough of me talking. It's been a massive week, can you tell? It took me a little bit of time to get going, the juices going, the voice going, but I'm starting to get warmed up. Cool. So this is Steve-O for Allied Parenting signing off. Guys, take care, safe travels. Hope you have an awesome week and you are enjoying your parenting experience. See you next week. Signing off.